This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Any producer that has put hay up before knows of the vast amount of wildlife that can be hiding in the tall grasses or alfalfa. Songbirds, quail, turkey, deer, and rabbits all use these fields throughout the growing season. In order to reduce the number of abandoned nests, wounds, or deaths of local wildlife, there are a few strategies a producer can take. One harvesting technique is to avoid beginning at the perimeter and mowing in a circle towards the center. This practice forces the birds into a continually smaller space as they attempt to avoid the harvester. Mow back and forth across a field, allowing the wildlife to make their way to a field end and exit. One could also harvest the field from the inside out rather than from the outside in. Another strategy, save the fields closest to wetlands or CRP acreage for last. These fields will likely have a high wildlife density, and a few additional days may make a considerable difference in reducing mortality. Hay production is a fundamental part of many Kansas farms and ranches. Learning to live with wildlife can help to alleviate some of the negative aspects of haying to wildlife habitat and can support wildlife production on agricultural lands. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.